back in open session, ready to rock and roll. We're going to entertain a motion.
Thank you, and I will make the motion that the position of director be offered to the candidate that the interviewing panel made. Bob?
The title, is that what we're, I thought in our last meeting we said we were going to do manager.
I'm fine with that, so I'll change my motion to include the title of the position as manager of the UTSSD, and that position be offered to the candidate that scored the highest on the interviewing panel's recommendation to Nicole Murray.
Okay, with that, I will look for a second.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second to offer the position of manager for UTSSD to Nicole Murray. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think that's unanimous. Okay, and with that, we need to discuss our pay scale and how we want to go about that. I know that she had put a minimum that she was willing to work for on her application. I do not remember what that was.
I don't either, but it was posted from $60,000 to $80,000.
Yes.
So I'm comfortable with throwing a number out there that is more of an entry-level manager. I don't know what the hourly rate would be, but I think where she's new to the field and is in a learning curve, probably on the lower end, I would submit to the board a salary of $65,000.
At $60,000, it came out to be full-time 2,080 hours, was $28.85 an hour. So if you go 65, that would be 31.25.
I want to say on her application it was $29 an hour, but I'm not sure. So I like the 65.
At 31.25.
If the board's comfortable with that.
Do we need a motion for that?
John, do we need a motion for that, or is that administrative type stuff that we're comfortable
with? No, it says we're starting a new, essentially a new position. Let's have that one be as a motion, and let's do it as roll call, just because it's pretty heavy into the finance.
Okay.
Before we do it, let's include the verbiage to include benefits.
Thank you.
Which would basically mirror either Uinta County's benefits or Vernal City's. I'm not sure which we would prefer.
Yeah, I agree with that. If
administrative, I would like to visit with the city and the county and maybe the other SSDs to see what we want to decide on for benefits, and can that not be an administrative? Before we offer, or how do we do that?
It can be administrative as far as then when we get signed up for, because we don't have a full time position right now. So as we gather up those benefits for the position, most of those providers, right, we'll probably just need to have that as an agenda item for our next meeting to authorize entering into those contracts and everything. So I would say we recognize it's a full-time position, a benefited position, and we'll need to explore that with Vernal City and bring that to the board at the next meeting, because it'll take a little time to line all that stuff up.
All right, then, with your leave, I would once again change my motion to be salaried at $65,000 with and also as a benefited position.
Full-time position.
Full-time position.
Full-time position.
Yes.
Which means it's benefited anyway.
Yes.
But you can part-time benefit as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is a full-time.
Yeah. Can I get a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second, and we're going to do a roll call vote. So if we can start on this end. We'll
Raymond, aye.
Labrum, aye.
Leake, aye.
Norton, aye. Did okay. We identify everybody that was... Oh, we did.
Yes,
didn't
we did. Yeah.
Okay. And that John was joined in electronically.
Yes. Yep. Okay. With that, I don't know that there's anything else on our agenda we need to discuss today. If everyone's good with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Adjourned.
Do you want to be the one...